Welcome to Northeast Nebraska's longest-running public affairs radio program. This is The View from Wayne America. From politics to education, from agriculture to business, you'll hear it all right here. Opinions expressed by our guests may not reflect those of this station. Now turn up your radio and enjoy today's View.
The View from Wayne America. Enjoy the view.
All righty, we have the mayor with us. I guess Wes must be busy today.
Yes, Wes is off at a conference today, so I'm all alone.
Oh, where's his conference?
I think he said Lincoln.
In Lincoln, okay. Well, we'll assume it's important.
Yes.
I mean, it would have to be to, you know, to stand me up.
Yeah, exactly. He wouldn't do that to you. Okay. Otherwise, yeah.
All right, well, Cale Geese, mayor, is our guest today. City Council did meet last night.
Yes, we did. And it was a wild one.
A wild one.
Another wild one.
Oh.
And of course, whenever we have a wild one, it's like, what, 50-50 guess that we're talking about chickens or not? So.
Well, I noticed chickens was on the agenda. I wasn't expecting chickens. But
I wasn't either. But it's been about 4 years, so like, why not?
I take it somebody wants to, you know, have chickens on their property within city limits. Is
yeah, exactly. So. Anybody who's aware of the great chicken drama of like 2015 or something, where we discussed chickens for over an hour at every meeting for like six meetings in a row. Chickens are not allowed in town, and There's a lot of other animals that are not allowed in town. You know, anything other than basically
except one day a year.
Yeah. Yes, chickens are allowed on the day that we celebrate chickens in this town. Anything other than a cat or a dog or a fish probably is illegal to own in the town.
Okay.
But if you want to have anything else, you have to come before council and ask for an exception to the rule. And that's happened over my course on council. We've had pot-bellied pig, we've had ducks, we've had hedgehogs, we've had... I think that might cover it off the top of my head, but you know, a menagerie of different types of animals coming in.
Anything like boa constrictors or anything like that?
Yeah, we did have a snake one time, I believe. I won't even get into that.
Okay, but, we won't worry about snakes.
So I've got to watch my words here, because this one hit this kind of hit my heart. This young lady came in. Mm-hmm. I can't tell you how old she was, but. Definitely, probably early, I'd say somewhere around like the fifth grade, maybe. Mm-hmm. Probably earlier than that. Probably in the elementary school. Anyways, she has to have up to four chickens hens. And she had a two-page letter that wrote out, you know, the protocol she was going to use in keeping them clean, keeping them safe, keeping the rodents away.
Mm-hmm.
And then she also went around to all the neighbors in the neighborhood and got their signature expressing support for her to keep them. So, I mean, this little girl... She
may be
up,
replacing you someday.
Exactly, right? She had her stuff together. And that's not something you can say about me every day. So she comes up and very professional-like stands in front of the council for a half an hour while we debate, and she's answering questions and, I mean, just doing a terrific job representing herself and showing that she's a responsible person. And the council, after much debate, voted no, and I didn't see the no vote coming. I thought they would allow it, but... one of the favorite arguments we have is the slippery slope argument. You know, if we say yes to this person, who's to stop 10? My answer to that is you. You know, you are the legislators. You are the deciding body. You say yes to some. You say no to some. I don't buy into that slippery slope argument. But I think sometimes it's so hard. You get wrapped up into setting precedent and setting rules, and you're looking at it from a philosophical standpoint, and you forget that like these are community members and you're representing the community, and had any one of your constituents been in there, how many of them could have looked that girl in the face and said no? Not very many. That's a tough thing to say. So one, it says how seriously the council members take the issue to be able to do something like that. But on the other hand, I disagreed, but I was also one of those radical dirty hippies that was for chickens to be in town under certain circumstances to begin with. So
Okay.
Take my words with a grain of salt.
So for now, no chickens.
That's no chickens. Absolutely no chickens is kind of the message that the council's sending. Okay. And possibly absolutely no pets of any kind other than cats and dogs is what kind of the message that I received from the council last time.
Okay. At least for now.
At least for now. Time can change anything, you know.
So that was voted down.
Yes, it was.
So we move on to more positive things. We have some new firemen.
Yes, we do. We got two more, and I asked Phil last night what his cap is. It's somewhere in the low 40s, and I think he's at 39 with the addition of these two. So that would cap out, and I think he said he had four in the pipe. So that would allow a maximum roster for the fire department, and then probably have some on reserve too. So really great. You can never have enough firefighters.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially when it's a volunteer basis.
Yes, and we always commend all those guys and gals who do that.
Yeah, and the two applicants seem like great people, just anxious to get out there and help the community.
Right, yeah, it says Matt Gross and Tanner Hopkins are their names.
Yep, and one had previous experience at a small town that he was living in. And the other one just kind of got the urge to give back to the community. So I'd love to see that.
All right. Welcome, guys.
Yes.
All right. Next, liquor license. Looks like a thing.
Yes. This was, I believe, the management is kind of changing hands down at the Rain Tree. Doug Manns is going to be taken over as the manager. And when you do that, part of the paperwork is telling the state that who's in charge. When things go wrong, who do you point the finger at? So Doug is that guy. Congratulations, Doug.
Okay. Okay, so that was accepted, I assume.
So yep,
that's kind of a normal, non-controversial type thing.
Yeah, we did the same thing at the last meeting with Pizza Hut.
Right.
They changed managers, so it's just a normal housekeeping thing.
All right. Let's see. Move on. This one sounds a little more complicated. Final plat for the Southeast addition to the city of Wayne.
Yep. And this is one that we've seen this coming down the pipe for a while, talking about the old lagoon area. Mm-hmm. This also cleans up a lot of areas of the city which are currently outside, but like are being used by the trail. So down in that, the lagoon, the softball complex, and the upper rugby fields, I believe, is the terminology we've been using. I'm trying to be consistent here to keep everybody on the same page. But this plats it all and gets it all into the city and ready to be zoned, which we'll be talking about probably next.
Okay. So that process will continue.
Yes. And that's also the next item on the agenda was just approving that plat. So we had a public hearing for it to have anybody be able to come to the public and or come to the meeting and say, I disagree. We shouldn't be doing this for XYZ reason. Nobody did that last night. So it passed.
All right. Let's see. We have appointed an engineer, a special engineer for the trail project.
Yeah. So this is the trail repair project. So this is the one that we were waiting on the good old federal government to give us permission to go ahead. And since this is a federal and a state and a local project, it took a little bit. But we finally got permission, and we thought the state was going to kind of help us out on the engineering, but they said, no. This project is outside of the right-of-way, so it's all on you guys. And so we still get the help from the NEMA and FEMA,
right?
But we did have to select the engineer, and one came in considerably less, basically because he said, I will do it for this price, not depending on time. So we liked the idea of knowing exactly what we were going to pay for it and not having some runaway costs if he were to undergo some complications or something with the construction. Further complications. He's set in at one price, no matter if it takes him one or 100 hours. So
okay.
We liked that part, so we took him. The engineering firm is Leo Daly, I believe.
That's what it says, Leo A. Daly. Do you know where they're from?
I think they said out of Omaha, Nebraska.
Okay. Any idea when that project's going to
timeline
happen?
Is so murky. Projects right now, especially for like bank stabilization, you're going to be lucky to get some bids.
Mm-hmm.
So this, I'm hoping we get somebody who's eyeing this project or seeing it coming down or is willing to do it. But I am going to keep a very pessimistic view at this point, and hopefully I will be surprised. I think there's a lot of projects going on in the state right now that are of dire importance, and this being a recreation, a strictly recreation project, I wouldn't be surprised to see us get kind of pushed down the line.
Okay. But that process is... this daily firm will come up with a plan.
They'll come up with a plan, you'll let bids. Put the price out, and then we'll let bids, and hopefully we get two.
All right, somewhere down the line, we'll hopefully get it fixed.
We hate doing projects with one, but I mean, as you've seen, the price of concrete's gone up, and the demand for these people has gone through the roof. I think Norfolk bid out a street, and some other communities bid out for their trail projects and just didn't receive a bid.
Mm-hmm.
Want to do the work? Can't get the projects done. Can't get them started.
All right. We'll keep our fingers crossed.
Yes.
Next, an agreement between the city and Wayne Area Economic Development.
Yeah, Dan, this was pretty much just a housekeeping item. We were going through the code book and we realized that there was a set dollar amount in on the Wayne Area Economic Development budget, and we hadn't been sticking to that budget. It had grown since the start of Wayne Area Economic Development. We've had several increases percentage wise throughout the year, and this just cleaned up the code that said we're giving them X dollars, and now it reads we are giving them an amount that will be determined during the budget process. So
okay. Sounds reasonable there.
Yep.
Second reading on vacation of an alley.
Yes, we talked about this the last time.
Right.
This was Julie Cole brought this forward, and we kind of slowed it down to check with some of the neighbors, making sure that they were aware and were okay with it. They were, and so we waived the third reading and passed it.
So it's going, okay, it's passed.
Yes.
We're done with that one.
The alley that didn't exist no longer exists. <done. laughs>
Okay. I could have sworn it wasn't there. All right. Next, this one sounds a little more complicated.
Yeah.
Amending Wayne Municipal Code. I'll let you.
Yeah, this is the, this was fun one to read every time during the city council meeting.
That's why I'm not reading it.
Yeah, for those of you at home there, that's about 8 lines long of... legalese. But what this was the airport zoning map. And we talked about this at the previous Wayne America. And we were just trying to get our zoning map updated so that it adequately reflect what we believe protects the airport, but yet
allows you
some usage around
the land around there to be used, basically.
So... And what this was really being pushed by was the Pacific Coast property, which the city owns and is trying to sell right now. Mm-hmm. So we waived the third reading on that. We got all of our ducks in a row, and that's got passed. So hopefully we'll see the sale of that Pacific Coast Feather property within the next couple of weeks, too.
Okay. You have some possibilities there?
I don't know if I'm allowed to say who's buying there's a purchase agreement signed. I'm pretty sure it's public information. But since Wes isn't here telling me yes or no, I'm going to hold off on no.
All right.
And say it's a local manufacturer.
Okay.
If that doesn't give it away, I probably just...
Okay. It's not somebody from China.
Exactly.
Okay.
It's no new business coming in and throwing up a... 100 employee operation.
All right.
It's nice to get it out. Man, we've had this since the tornado.
Sure.
Good to get it out of our hands, get another business there. Hopefully they put a building on it in the future. And then the CRA can set their sights on bringing in the next business to Wayne.
Okay. And the only other thing I see about the wrap up of the pedestrian curb ramp project, basically.
Yeah, just some minor tweaking and making the final payments on that. So nothing too
that's basically
crazy.
That's all done, basically.
We've been doing it for the last month or so. So,
all right, that's all I see on the agenda.
Yeah.
Anything else going on we need to know about?
I was just trying to scramble for extra things to say. You know what? The next time I talk to you, it will be October 1st, and harvest will probably be in full swing by then. So
it's getting that time of year, yes.
Yes. Just the annual safety message that I send out to everybody. Watch when you're going on those gravel roads, when you're popping over a hill or something. You never know what can be right ahead of you. And there's always people who, I mean, we're short on harvest help in this state. Everybody needs help. So that means a lot of people are driving equipment, operating large equipment for the first time. They get stuck in situations where they don't want to be in, and they aren't able to warn you that that's happening right over that next hill. So be careful when you're out there. Be safe. Take it down a little notch. We'll all get through this in a couple months and eat Thanksgiving dinner.
Yes, we have a lot of good emergency personnel around, but we don't like to put them to work very
exactly
often.
Exactly right.
All right. Well, if there's nothing else, we can just let you go, I guess.
All right. I feel like we're incomplete here. Jeez. Wes here, fill that airspace.
That's all right.
All right. Well, it's always a pleasure, Dan.
You too.
Thank you. And adios, Wayne America.
All right. We'll talk to you next time.
Yes.
Cale Geese, Mayor for Wayne, and our guest today on The View from Wayne America.
Been listening to The View from Wayne America, Northeast Nebraska's longest-running public affairs radio program. Opinions expressed by our guest may not reflect those of this station. From politics to education, agriculture to business, we cover it all. Program content is copyrighted by Wayne Radio Works, LLC.
The View from Wayne America. Enjoy the news.